Burgers are one of the most popular foods in America. You've probably eaten one recently, and you're definitely craving one now that we're talking about it. Make this summer one to remember with Good Ranchers. Right now, listeners will get free Wagyu burgers for a year. If you haven't had their American Wagyu burgers, I was just telling people here in the office, you're definitely missing out. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. Simply go to GoodRanchers.com and subscribe to any of their custom curated boxes filled with 100% American beef, chicken, pork, or wild caught seafood. Use code DAILYWIRE at checkout to claim your free American Wagyu burgers for a year. Not only is this a $400 value, but you'll also get a free bacon butter gift that's the perfect bacon topping for any burger. And in case you needed any other reason to support Good Ranchers, they support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Every order you make saves American farms and directly supports American veterans. Change the way you buy your meat today. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code DAILYWIRE to claim your free burgers for a year and support veterans this Memorial Day season. That's GoodRanchers.com. Use code DAILYWIRE. Good Ranchers, American meat delivered.
Today, in honor of July 4th, Independence Day, I will be defending America from the attacks of salty TikTokers. This will be on my part, I think, perhaps not quite as brave as the colonists fighting against the British for independence, but I think not far behind. I think it's like in that realm. They'll build statues to me one day, I'm sure, and then those statues will be torn down. It'll require almost as much valor and daring, you might say. Now, there are a lot of America haters out there in the country, as we know, in general, a great many people who are living here and enjoying the luxuries and the liberties and the fruits of living here, and who certainly would not want to live anywhere else, which is why they're here, and yet they're resentful and they're angry. And they can't quite explain why. That's the one thing they can't do. Or maybe they can, or maybe they can explain. Let's go to TikTok and we'll give them a chance to present their case, such as it is, and we'll start with this.
Hi, so I just texted my dad to ask about my Canadian citizenship because my brother applied for his, because apparently that's something that I have that I can do. Kind of cool. But anyways, I just attested to apply for mine because I didn't have any interest in it like a couple months ago, but now I'm f***ing terrified to live in this f***ing country because I'm so f***ing over it. Because I hate my town and I hate the country in general, and that's just on hating America. Not that my career can really function in Canada at all, so I don't really know what I'm gonna do there. I guess we would figure it out if it had to happen, but you know, I'd rather be prepared.
She will be sorely missed.
Stop, don't come back.
What will this country do without her? So really, she's on drugs, right? Isn't that the first clue is that she's moving to Canada, and the second is that she's babbling incoherently. I mean, Canada? Why? What are you going to do in Canada? Become a syrup farmer?
You, buddy.
In what? I just want to know, in what way? Nothing against Canada. In what way is Canada an improvement? What problems do you find here that you won't find there? She has no answers for those questions, obviously. All she knows is that she hates it here. But I know what she really hates, and we'll circle back around, as Jen Psaki would say, and we'll talk about that because there's a common thread through all of these videos, probably. But let's keep watching.
If you're American and you think America is the best country in the world, can you please give me a genuine reason why?
I don't know how many times we got to tell y'all, America is a third world country in a Gucci belt. We hate it here too. Like, we don't want to be here.
A third world country, he says, lounging on his bed in what looks to be a shower cap, recording a video on his $900 phone, which he'll upload using his internet connection, and then spend the day scrolling the internet, playing video games, eating whatever snacks he finds in his mom's pantry. Yeah, third world country. That's what this is. You're comfortable, you're clearly well-fed, healthy. Yeah, you think you're in a third world country. All that speaks to is the extent of your own comfort and your own luxury. You're so comfortable that, like, if your mom runs out of Cheetos and you have to wait 45 minutes for her to get back from the store, suddenly you're suffering like a starving child in Ethiopia. That's the extent of your comfort. But maybe I'm not being fair. I don't know, because I thought I saw this and with all these videos, I think, well, maybe. He hates it here. Maybe this guy has real complaints. I don't know. Maybe he's got real complaints about his life and about this country. Maybe he's really suffered in his life. Maybe he's really deprived. I don't know. So I went to his page just to see what else I could find to figure out what his sob story is that would make him hate this country so much. And I think I found it. Here it is. This is the same guy.
You know, here I was today walking out of work being a citizen of capitalism. And I come and find out somebody hit my mirror. Just hit the mirror. And then ran away. Ran away. Not only did they run away, but they took the mirror with them. You know how disrespectful you have to be to not only hit someone's ticket with them. Like, you're an evil ass. Oh my God. I'm pissed. Whoever took my mirror, for days.
Well, I retract my previous remarks. I mean, this is a man who has suffered. I mean, he's taken the time to make a video along with, like, putting the words up on the screen. So we had to edit this. And it's good that he put the words on the screen because we got to make sure that every word that he says, we don't want to miss any of it. It's so eloquent and important. The whole world had to know about this. Complaining about someone hitting the mirror on his car. Surely this is someone who has lived a life of just untold misfortune.
Life is pain.
He has a reason to hate it here, I guess. And since he does hate it here, let me just offer him a suggestion. And I would offer this suggestion to anyone else who hates it here and hates this country. You can leave. Get out. Leave the country. There is no law. I got good news for you. No law requiring you to stay. I wish there was a law requiring you to leave, but there isn't. So you can choose to stay or to leave, and that's a choice that you have. Why would you stay in a place you hate? All right, let's keep going. And this, by the way, these are all, most of them, under the hashtag Hate America or Hate America 2021. There are a lot of videos in that theme on TikTok, and here's another one. So he says, while you're celebrating your 4th of July, don't forget whose land you stole to celebrate your freedom. Okay. When you say the land that you stole, you're referring to white settlers hundreds of years ago. Here's my next question. When they moved in and took land, did they steal from the tribe that occupied that land at the time, or from the tribe that tribe stole it from? Or from the tribe that the tribe that stole it from. You see, because this entire continent was awash in conquest, slavery, murder, war, long before anybody with white skin showed up. These tribes, all of them, lived by the law of conquest. If you want it, you take it. If you have it and you want to keep it, you defend it. If you have it and you want to keep it and you can't defend it, you lose it. Does that make it right for white people? No, but it's not right for anybody. That's the way the world worked. So the white men showed up, and in some cases, they played by the same rules. They didn't invent them.
To the white men who steals our land and steals our sons.
To the white man.
If a tribe gets moved off their land by white people, but they had just moved other people off the land, they're thieves also. So who's the victim? I could never quite get an answer to that question. Let's see. We'll try one more. I'm still waiting for someone to present some kind of articulate argument. Maybe this will be it. Let's watch this. Oh, okay. That's edgy stuff there. I mean, the guy's got the fingernails painted black and everything. I remember when kids did that when I was in middle school to prove how rebellious they were. And we called them goths back then. They call them something else now, but really the word that binds them all together would be dorks.
Dorks!
Dorks by another name. Real tough guy, by the way, covering his face while he does this. Yeah, but I think this brings us back to the beginning. I said I was going to circle back, and I'm going to. All these people who hate America, what do they really hate? And I'll tell you, they hate themselves. That's what they actually hate. They are dissatisfied with who they are and with their own lives, and they've projected those feelings of resentment and failure onto the entire country.
Trump and
The USA!
It's kind of a common thing people do, in fact, in one form or another. You know, someone who's failing at life might pick up and move to another town or another region, or they go traveling around the world or something, and they think that a change in scenery will change their life, but it won't, because it's the problems are internal. There's an internal source of their trouble, so it never works. Because wherever they go, they bring themselves with them. And the self is really the problem. In this case, with these people, the self should be the problem. They should be dissatisfied with themselves because they are miserable losers, after all. What they need to do, here's what I would recommend. Rather than stewing on how much you hate America when really you hate yourself and thinking about it so much, just get out of your own head for a moment. Stop thinking about yourself for 5 seconds. Crack a beer, have a burger, enjoy the day. July 4th. And we'll end on a positive note for once. It does happen on occasion. Happy July 4th, everyone.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.